They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was like really paranoid, but I got to drive a boat. That's like the highlight of my weekend. Cool. The Afghan I'm working on is like half done.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of it and it's beautiful.
It's my like campfire thing. Like sitting around the campfire.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, it must be really boring if you're sitting there knitting. I'm like, nah.
No, it's, I find it relaxing.
Well, I have to keep my hands busy. So if I'm not, if I'm not crocheting, then I would be like drinking more or I'd be eating or like smoking cigarettes.
I think that that's like a smoker thing. Like I think.
Idle hands.
I think even after people like yourself like quit smoking, like years later, you still have to be continuously doing something. And who was I talking to? I know it wasn't you, but we have talked about this before. Maybe one of my friends in college, but he had quit smoking and said it's just you need to be doing something with your hands.
It might be an anxiety thing, like biting my fingernails or chewing my cuticles, which
well,
I do.
Mine aren't that bad now.
Mine are pretty good right now because I wanted to like have nice painted nails for the camping trip.
You wanted to have nice nails for camping.
It's not like we're backpacking into the fucking mountains and catching our own food. We're like car camping.
Yeah. Car camping.
Greg and I loaded. That's the thing. Car camping.
I know. Mike and I make fun of his friend Andrew. Well, I don't make fun of him.
You're backpedaling.
I need to verify. And I don't think Mike necessarily makes fun
picks
of him
on
too
him.
Much.
Gives he him a hard time.
Because he went out to like Colorado or something and just like slept in his car. And it was mainly Matt giving him crap, which. Yeah, so
oh.
It's freaking sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I would do that. They just pick on him.
See, car camping is like when Greg and I both have to take a vehicle because we have our tent and three coolers and two screen tents and folding tables and...
You take two screen tents?
Pat takes one. No, okay. Pat took both of them. He took, like, a big screen tent that we put folding tables in as, like, the kitchen. And then we had another like pop up.
It's like Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, it's like fucking Little House on the Prairie. We get in our fucking covered wagons.
And
one of us dies on the way from dysentery.
A snake bite.
I know.
Oregon Trail.
Same thing. It's the same time period.
It is. Yeah. Well, Little House on the Prairie was a little bit after. The time of Oregon Trail. I feel like.
How did they get out there?
Because they were already out there.
Did they take a different trail?
Actually, Little House on the Prairie takes place in, like, South Dakota.
Yeah.
So, didn't they just, like, live out there? Like, where did Mom
yeah,
and Pa
they
come
just,
from?
Like...
No, they just,
sprouted
like...
Sprouted from the
sprouted,
fucking ground.
Sprouted, like, corn. No. But where are they originally from?
From east. Everyone got on the Oregon Trail and went west.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I understand that. But Little House on the Prairie was like the 1840s and stuff. So I just wonder where Ma and Pa came from.
We don't have a historical podcast.
Sorry.
This isn't a historical podcast.
How long have you been recording for?
So long.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey, Oregon Trail.
But yeah, like, I get it. I know they didn't just sprout up, but anyway. Hello, everyone. Let's get this going. I can't stop laughing about dysentery.
Yeah, we lost one on the way to Big Bay from dysentery.
From dysentery. All right.
Our whole lives, we hauled up there for 4 days.
My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review...
Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Little Laura. We're going to be going shopping at the Park Plaza Mall. In Chopping Mall. I know, it took me a second. Because you were looking at me? Yeah. So, Chopping Mall is a 1986 sci-fi horror film. It was directed by Jim Wynorski.
Wynorski.
Yeah. It stars, and I'm doing the four couples.
Okay,
so
cool.
Eight people. Russell Todd as Rick, Carrie Emerson as Linda, Nick Segal as Greg, Barbara Crampton as Susie, John Terleski as Mike, Susie Slater as Leslie, Tony O'Dell as Ferdy, Kelly Maroney as Allison.
Oh, okay.
And there it is.
I'm going to need help with names through this whole thing.
That's
because
okay.
The only people, like, I know all the different couples and I can, like, picture them all, but Ferdy and Allison are, like, the ones that I...
That you know?
That I, like, paid the most... Like, I remembered their names.
I like them. They're, like, the power couple. But, yeah. So, I was trying... John Terleski is actually the director of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist and Ugly Betty and some episodes of Criminal Minds.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought it was super cool. I'm a big Zoe's fan, so... I thought that was fun.
The director, did you look
I
up?
I did. I looked up
Cobra
some of the
Gator. Mm-hmm. Dino Croc versus Super Gator. House on Hooter Hill. And the Bear Wench Project.
I was going to say that one, too. Yeah. So a lot of B movies.
And
you
the
know.
Producer, too. Julie Corman. Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
I love it so much. I want to watch all of those.
I know. I was thinking that too. So this is basically like Short Circuit gone wrong. When I saw the...
Yeah.
So I've seen it before. When I saw the cover originally, I thought like slasher, there's a murderer in the
mall. I thought it was like just basing it off the cover... I thought it was like a human robot that was going because like the robot hand is like holding onto the shopping bag.
Yeah, I thought that was like just a dead hand.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I thought it.
Serial killer.
Yeah. So the movie, it's about robots that much like in Short Circuit. Get struck by lightning and then decide to do their own thing. They're supposed to be like guardians of the mall, like a RoboCop type thing. And these kids are all partying in the mall and the robots try to kill them.
Yeah, that's essentially the plot of the movie. So the mall director or whatever spends, I don't even know how much money, installing a new security system that entails three robots that... patrol each floor of the mall, and there are like three floors and then like a top level, I don't know. And so they go out and do their patrols, and then an hour later something, after the mall shuts down, big doors shut all of the exits off.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the film they do like a presentation on the mall's new security system. So you see the robots.
I made a comment about the bad guy in the film because he looks like every bad guy in a Batman movie.
Yes. He's wearing like a black knit hat and is like stealing jewels.
He's stealing jewels and is wearing like a white tank top with like a black leather jacket, and his hair is like slicked.
Yeah, they do this presentation and they show a video about how the like this new security system and how great it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like RoboCop-ish to me. They do the presentation at the mall. There's big gigantic doors that like lock at midnight.
Is it midnight?
Yeah. Okay. It's midnight till dawn.
God.
And they make comments about how it's a foolproof system. Which, nothing can go wrong.
There's a couple that own like a store outside of the mall or something. Like they don't own a store in the mall. They're just there at the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making comments like, this is ridiculous. Like, something could go wrong. Like,
so they're in another... Oh, my gosh. I can't remember what it's called. They're a cameo from another one of, I want to say, the director's
really?
Films. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're like...
I love that.
It's something Raul.
Okay.
But they're in another one of his films, so they do, like, a cameo bit in this one.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Like, nothing can go wrong. Like, obviously, I did want to point out that it was filmed at the Sherman Oaks Galleria in California.
Oh.
There was a ton of other films that used that mall. Commando, Back to the Future 2, Fast Times, Ridgemont High, and Terminator 2.
Okay.
There's a bunch of other ones, but those were like the ones I got.
The woman, Kelly Maroney, is in Fast Times.
Yeah. There's lots of like crossovers. Overlapping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was kind of like interesting. The mall is still there, but it's not. They've renovated it and stuff since then.
Okay.
Also, the Frank Zappa song Valley Girl is based on that mall.
Really?
And like the mall culture of the time.
That's cool.
But yeah. Anyway, oh, there's also, I don't know if you saw that or not, there's a bit part, it's Dr. Carrington. I think he must be in the like one of the beginning scenes.
Okay.
Because it just says Dr. Carrington. It's the tall man from Phantasm.
Oh, Phantasm's scary.
Yes, we should do that one.
We should do that one, but I'm going to have nightmares.
I watched it recently.
Is it not?
You probably won't have nightmares.
Okay.
I had nightmares as a child.
God. Phantasm and Hellraiser.
No dice on those?
No dice.
So they go through the thing, nothing can go wrong, blah, blah, blah. Then it's like chopping mall. And then they have this like really cliche 80s mall montage.
Oh, yeah. With all of the people like walking through the mall. Well, how did you feel about like the like pageant girls in their bikinis just like walking through the mall in heels?
Well, what's funny about it is I sashes. Knew. So they all got on the escalator and a guy was like staring at them and he had a bunch of boxes. I'm like, he's totally going to drop the boxes. And he did. And he like fell into them, made a fool out of himself. But that, and then there's a scene where a guy is stealing a record.
And it's like in his shirt.
And it's tucked up in his shirt and he's real skinny. And that guy is in some of the Nightmare on Elm Streets.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
I didn't recognize him from that. I just saw it reading it.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was funny, too, how during the mall montage, the guy...
Mall montage.
The guy at the grill at the restaurant had a cigarette in his mouth.
Yes.
And just all the smoking throughout the whole thing.
Yes.
I thought it was, like, crazy because you don't see that anymore.
I thought it was funny when the tech guy was smoking. I was like, oh, it's just like Jurassic Park.
Yes. Which, I mean, like, they would seriously let you smoke in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's like, no way.
What about the animals?
I wonder, though, I can't remember if, I'm assuming you could smoke at the zoo.
Like, back in the day?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you're outside for the most part.
I think so.
Yeah, so lightning strikes the building. It makes the robots go haywire. And then instead of the guy, the like tech guy, they're all wearing white lab coats.
They're all wearing, which I thought was funny. White lab coats and they have glasses and they're just like the
very tech looking,
very tech looking,
very, 80s scientist look. Well, so the system malfunctions because it gets struck by lightning and he goes to pull out the manual and there's like a nudie magazine and instead of fixing this problem,
he's just like looking at nudies.
Yeah. And then he gets choked and dies.
Yeah. Yeah. The robot like punches through the magazine and like breaks his neck.
Does it punch through the I thought it got him from behind. Like it got him from the back of the neck.
The second tech guy.
Oh, first guy.
Yep. So the first guy is dead. Okay. And then the second tech guy comes in. I'm assuming they switch shifts or whatever. He can't find the first guy.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
That's what I'm thinking, too. He shows up and he's like, where the hell is he? And that's the same thing with the one guy that goes to get cigarettes and gets his throat slit.
Yeah.
Like
we'll get there.
Yeah. He gets like pushed to the side. Like, are the like, machines what? Like hiding them?
Maybe.
I don't know. So while all this shit's going on, Ferdy is like the furniture store manager.
No. Greg is the furniture store manager. It's actually his dad's store.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ferdy is like the nerdy guy.
Yes.
Who doesn't have a girlfriend. And then Mike is the frat guy.
Okay.
Yes. I wrote down like in-depth notes about them all.
I can like picture them all now that you said that.
Yes.
Well, it's like one or two guys and one or two girls are like, yeah, let's have a party in the furniture store. And no one else seems into it.
Is that a thing? Do people, well, in the 80s, did they? No. I already know the answer to that. And the answer is no.
It's one of those things. Like, did you see the new, did you see Fear Street on Netflix?
It's on my list of things to watch. I really want to watch it.
But all this shit goes down in the mall, like, after hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
did we miss something at the Adrian Mall growing up? Like,
were people in there partying? Were people, like, doing weird stuff?
I don't know.
I got distracted, too, by the people walking by.
I know.
Yeah, I wonder, like, why so much happens at the mall. I don't know. Anyway, they're, like, one or two people are trying to convince this whole group, like, yeah, let's party at the mall.
Yeah. So Susie and Allison work at, like, the Italian restaurant there, like the pizza place. And Susie is dating Greg.
Okay.
Yes. Is that? Yes. Susie and Greg are together. And they're talking to Allison and Ferdy about, like, oh, we have somebody to set you up with. Like, it's going to be so much fun, whatever.
Yeah, because they're trying to set up Allison with Ferdy.
Yep.
And, I mean, they...
they hit it. They make it.
And that's when the couple breaks down in their car.
Yeah, that is Mike and Leslie. And I actually like this couple.
I do, too.
A lot. Well, not Mike. Not Mike and Leslie. It's Rick and Linda.
Mike and Leslie
are the couple I don't like.
Is that the guy that chews gum the whole time?
He's the frat guy. And Leslie is a chick that works at the clothing store.
Yes.
Is stupid.
No, I don't like them either.
Okay. But anyway, Rick and Linda are actually pretty cool. They got married really young and own like an auto body shop or something and are coming in for the
unit. Are you just like making this up?
I'm not making that up. They own an auto body shop.
He tries to fix the car and then she gets out and fixes it. So they own a business?
They have a sign on the side of their car that says like
Rick and Linda. Or what?
It says something like, we get your wheels running or something. Like, I'm not lying.
Okay.
They own a shop and they, like, talk about it, like, later.
How do you know they own a shop?
Because they talk about how much they're going to be in debt after all of the destruction in the mall happened.
I mean, I would, and I don't own my own shop. I'm just giving you a hard time.
They were talking about... how many repairs they would have to do in order.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I feel like you're just convincing me, but I guess I'll believe you for the sake of carrying on.
Yes. I win.
Okay. So they're on their way to like party at the store. Neither of them really want to go. She says something like, oh, I promised, you know, I would come.
Yeah.
But like if they got married and they own their own business, why the fuck would you want to go party at the mall?
Yeah, and she, like, has, like, underwear.
Sexy undies.
And I'm like, don't you have your own house or, like,
and
live someplace?
And why isn't she wearing them?
Right.
They get in the car, and she's like, hey, look what I'm bringing. And it's, like, white bra and underwear.
Because Rick, like, does not want to go. He just thinks it's stupid.
Yeah. Which, I mean, he probably has to work at 7 a.m. as a mechanic.
No shit.
He doesn't want to go party at the mall with a bunch of other high schoolers.
No.
He's responsible. I don't know.
Maybe we can make up whatever backstories we want.
So then after that, it's still like another weird like locker room scene. Like they're getting changed after work for the party. Yep. And it's still like I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to do this. I did like, I can't remember which one, is wearing like a lace jumpsuit. But then she's also wearing jeans and a vest over the top.
Vest chick. It's Susie. I wrote that down.
I like her outfit. She's wearing like a lace like cami bra thing and then a lace jumpsuit, pink lace jumpsuit over the top of it. Yeah. And then vest and
she's
jeans.
She's the chick that works at the pizza place with Allison.
Okay. I did finally like get into their names like halfway through.
Like I do this anytime there's more than like four people, I write down and we went over
which
this.
Is clever because I
Mike, frat dude, vest chick, Allison, pink sweater, new girl.
Speaking of frats, did I tell you where I cleaned the other day?
Was it a frat house? What frat house was it?
It was a Sigma Phi house on 4th Street. I mean, it's not that anymore. That
but it was.
It was. Mm-hmm. And then since then, like, people have been living there.
Yeah.
But it's been one of those things where it's like 5-bedroom, one person moves out, another person moves in, so no one's been in there to clean. Well, now the house is completely empty, and I got like a side gig cleaning with someone.
That's
there.
That's cool, yeah.
And I walked out in the basement, and I'm like, memories.
Memories.
Horrible, horrible memories.
Playing beer pong and picking up
the ball off the floor.
The ball off the floor and just
Yeah, that's disgusting. That anyway, frat guys, that just reminded me of that. So then technician number two, I wondered why they were in lab coats once again, and that's when he gets harpooned in the back of the neck.
Yeah. And the seriously, like the pinchers.
He's just sitting there reading.
He's just sitting there reading.
And he gets killed for just sitting there.
Yeah.
And then the party's like getting going. They're all like dancing.
Yeah,
in the
they're
meantime.
Having a party like in the furniture store.
Which I think would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I would want to move the furniture around so I had like a living room and like bedrooms.
I mean, it's kind of once they depart to their designated bed areas.
Which I think is gross.
Yeah,
I do. But maybe it's because I'm 40 years old.
Right.
But there's
we're not
like
in high school or college.
Yeah, but all it's like lit. It's like normal store lighting.
No, thank you.
And like one girl's like, look at me in my lace or my white undies. And then over there, there's two people making out like disgusting.
Yeah.
Like nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
But that's when Allison and Ferdy meet, which was kind of cute.
It was really cute.
Like romantic music mm-hmm. is on. They meet. And then that's when the robots decide to like go to each level. So it's like Protector 1 going on level 1.
Yeah.
And they all like disperse into the mall.
I do want to make a comment too. The PBR cans have not changed in over 3 decades.
Were they drinking PBR?
They were drinking PBR and like MGD or something. Like something that looks like MGD in like glass bottles.
Okay.
But the PBR bottles were...
I've seen a lot of MGD bottles.
...were blue ribbon, silver
Well, yeah, they probably...
They looked exactly the same.
See, I don't feel like PBR has like changed a ton over the years. But like,
so
it's
either.
Not like Bud Light.
Yeah.
I feel like in my lifetime, there's been like 20 different Bud Light cans. But I don't think like
even like
Bush,
soda and stuff too. Like soda cans change like crazy from the time like we were little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pepsi and Mountain
Pepsi,
Dew
yep.
are way different. But maybe Pabst just like stuck with it.
Yeah. I saw the cans like on the little end table or whatever. And
I'm
I was
look.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, so then they all kind of like break up and start making out.
They break up into their designated couples. Ferdy and Allison are watching scary movies.
Yeah, which I thought was really cute.
It was super cute.
I mean, they did end up like making out a little bit, didn't
yeah.
they? Yeah.
And 20 feet away from them, people are knocking boots.
Yeah, like knocking boots.
Knocking boots.
It's just like 1998.
Canoodling.
So yeah, everybody's hooking up. Nobody's paying attention to robots that are now.
No.
The janitor is mopping. He gets electrocuted for no reason by a robot.
Do you think if he would have shown... So the robot, like, comes cruising up, and the guy is mopping and stuff, and he's just, like, insulting the robot, and the robot's like, oh, show me your identification. And the guy is just going on, like, saying how stupid the robot is and stuff without even showing him his badge. Do you think if he would have held his badge up, do you think he would have been electrocuted?
I don't know because... They killed the, like, scientist tech guys for no reason.
That's true.
But I thought it was really weird that he didn't just, like, shoot him with a laser. Like, why did he have to electrocute him? He, like, so the robot shoots this little, like, taser thing into the puddle that the janitor's standing
in. Yes.
And then he gets, like, pretty hilariously electrocuted. So the guy that did, the animation for this, mm-hmm. RJ Robertson, also did the visual effects for Buckaroo Banzai. So, like, the lasers and, that's like, cool. The electric and, like, all that shit.
I really like that movie.
Me too.
I mean, that's, like, a classic Our House movie, though.
So, yeah, he gets electrocuted basically for no reason.
Yeah. I didn't understand that, but...
So then, what's his name, gets, like, conned into going to get cigarettes for his girl.
Mike. Because his girlfriend can't smoke Camels. Because they have a pack of Camels.
Was it Camels or Marbs?
They have Camels in the store, like in the furniture store behind the counter. But she doesn't drink Camels. She doesn't smoke Camels. She only smokes Virgin Lights.
Okay, I have to tell you that when I smoked, if I needed a cigarette, I would smoke whatever people had.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, I'm not smoking that. Someone go to the store and get me the cigarettes I want. Right. It's kind of like if you were at a party and they only had red wine and you're like, I don't drink red wine. I want white wine.
I would be like, no, get that red wine in my belly.
Yeah, right? Like, here's, you go do this for me. Get me the cigarettes I want, or I can just, like, have a couple of these free cigarettes.
Right.
I also want to point out that this always drives me freaking nuts. So they were just, like, banging or whatever. And her makeup and hair are still
beautiful,
perfect.
And he has underwear on. Like, when he gets, like, out of bed, like, he has, like,
They didn't show man buns back
That's
then.
That's true.
Only lady buns.
Only lady buns and boobies.
But they, yeah, I thought that was dumb. I did like, however, that there was a cigarette machine just sitting in the mall.
Yeah.
You could, like, and cigarettes were only, like, $1.70.
Yes.
Or 60.
They're like $8 a pack now. This is going to be the cigarette
episode.
That's all right.
But I remember JT Shaft when I started going there.
God.
Had a cigarette machine.
Yeah.
And it only took quarters. So if you wanted smokes, and they were more expensive than like if you went to the gas station. So you had to ask for change, and then you had to sit there and like dump all your change into the machine. What?
I'm crossing off the kills that we've talked about.
Oh, okay.
So I can keep up.
Her makeup, lipstick, everything is perfect. His gum chewing, everything's perfect.
Is the gum chewer.
He chews gum through the whole thing.
Yes, okay.
There's not a scene without him, like, chomping on it.
He's only in it for, like, a couple more minutes.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. I can't remember how...
He goes to get cigarettes and is, like, putting on his pants, and he takes his ID badge because of mall security and stuff.
Yeah.
He goes strolling along to get cigarettes, and then he's like, oh, fucking, they're quarters. And he, like, forgot quarters or something. And so he turns around, and the thing is there, and he, like, holds out his ID badge, and it's not working, and then he gets killed.
Isn't that when he says Clatu Barada Nikto? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just get over it, robot.
Just yeah, he does say that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, he gets grabbed. He gets a dart and then
he
grabbed.
Gets a dart through the leg and then his throat is slit.
Yeah.
Which is gross.
So his girlfriend's Leslie?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. When she goes to look for him, this is another thing that pisses me off so bad. Mike, where are you, Mike? I'm like, you really don't have to do that. Have you ever done that in your life?
No.
Like, I don't even do that calling Ruby in the backyard. And she's a dog.
Yeah.
I'm not like, Ruby, where are you? And they do this. And it just, like,
it's like,
makes me grind my teeth.
It's a lot of, like, the camping movies too, like Friday the 13th or whatever. Like,
well, anytime
they're walking
somebody's
through the
missing
woods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
So that irritated me. She says his name like 50 times. I did think it was cool, though, because he was kind of like slumped behind the cigarette machine.
Yeah.
Okay, so she trips on him because she can't see his legs sticking out.
And the mall is well lit.
And the mall's pretty well lit. I thought it was cool, though, that when she trips on him, his head kind of like falls back a little bit. Yes. And it shoots blood.
Yes. I like that. I thought it was a good touch.
Oh, that just reminded me. So we have listeners that listen and then watch them to find out how scary they are. And this was definitely like anyone could watch this.
Anyone could watch this. Yeah, for
sure. This was not.
Yes.
I mean, maybe if you didn't want your kids to see like boobs, then maybe not. But as for like gore, it was not anything.
Everybody's got them.
Everybody's got them. Well, 99% of people have them.
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought that was like pretty cool that his neck like blew blood everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, then she gets chased by the robot when she's running away.
She gets chased by the robot and then like shot in the butt a couple times. She is.
She gets lasered in the butt and is totally fine.
Yes. She's wearing Playboy underwear too.
I know. I thought that was cute. They had the little Playboy bunny on them.
So she gets shot in the butt and then keeps running or whatever. And then right in front of the furniture store.
Where everyone is watching. Because she's like screaming.
She's screaming. Everyone's watching. She turns around and the robot shoots a laser at her head and her head just explodes.
Explodes.
That shocked me.
That her head exploded?
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, the reason I wasn't expecting it is because she gets shot twice in the butt cheek with a laser. No explosion.
No.
She didn't get blown in half.
There's not even a mark on her.
Not a mark on her. But then the head shot.
That got her. It might have been charged. Maybe the two first couple shots were just like
warm-up. They were like warnings.
Yeah.
I don't know. Her head explodes.
Blood.
And it, like,
everywhere.
Blows blood all over the shop door.
What would you do? What would you do if you were like Allison and you were watching through glass and you saw one of your friend's heads just explode?
I would 100% try to not look at the rest of the body.
Really?
Like if I saw the head explode and the body fell, I would immediately turn around because the head exploding would be terrible, but then seeing the headless body like pumping out blood on the ground would be too much. Your face right
now. It'd be a lot.
It'd be a lot. Yeah. And I wouldn't want to see more than the head explosion.
No.
Head explosion plenty.
I'm just like picturing it.
But then like crumpled body with like blood all over the place.
Ugh.
Headless. No thanks.
Ick.
Yeah, so then the robots start shooting up the furniture store.
Like, full on shooting up the furniture store. And they all
so
magically...
So they go from shooting lasers to all of a sudden, like, shooting bullets.
Yes. Well, it's like bullets and lasers.
Yeah.
Like, it's like tearing through furniture. Everybody manages to, like, get clothing quick and, like, put on, like, full...
Yeah,
dress.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, they did probably have time before the robots, like, got in there. Before the one robot.
Yeah. Oh, I think there were two of them that went in the furniture store.
They end up boarding themselves into, like, a storage area. And then it's midnight. Mm-hmm. So now there's no way to get out of the mall.
No. And they think to go out the doors quick because they're just like, oh, the blast doors haven't closed. And then they hear them close.
Yeah,
that
which
would be
kind of sucks.
Closing of their tomb.
So stupid. So then they get the idea that the girls should all crawl through the ducts to get to what, the parking area?
Yeah.
To get out.
And the men were going to go to the gun store to defend themselves. Whatever.
It's just so cheesy and
but yeah, so the women are crawling through the vents and it's just ungodly hot.
Yeah, I wondered, are the vent is like burning them?
Yeah.
They like, have to like cover their hands up with their shirt sleeves.
And not Leslie. Who was the chick? It's Susie. Yeah. Susie is like freaking out.
No, Leslie just had her head explode.
Susie is freaking out in the vent and is just like, I need to find Greg. Like, Greg needs my help.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't have left him.
She starts to have a meltdown.
Yeah. And the other two girls, Allison and who's the other one? Linda are like, no, like, we need to go make it to the parking garage. Like, we need to get out of here.
Yes. They do like a weapons thing too. And or no. So they're like, we have to get out of here. Susie hasn't bailed yet, but they're getting in a shootout with the robots. The guys are.
Yeah. It's like a Western.
It's like the robots are stormtroopers.
Yes.
Like, they are shooting like 10,000 laser beams all over and bullets and whatever else, and they're not hitting these three guys that are standing like 5 feet in front of them.
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't have
but
answers.
Susie ends up bailing to find Greg.
Yeah.
And then the other girls follow her. And then that's when they find the gasoline.
Yeah. They find gasoline and stuff. And then the three guys have like a ton of guns. And they're trying to find. They're going to take down the robots.
Yeah. They actually, when they're like gathering up all the weapons, they say, let's go send those fuckers a Rambogram.
There are some pretty good one-liners in this.
A Rambogram?
I kind of like it.
Oh, my God. I kind of don't. At this point, one of the robots pulls, like, backs up into, like, this little cubby, like, cubby area and turns his lights off and hides.
Yeah. Clever robots.
Clever robot. The girls start, they take fabric and they're, like, sticking it in the tops of all these gas cans that they find. And then the guys kind of make a trap. They thought they took out one robot at one point.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
Yes.
So that robot number one or whatever comes back online. I think it's robot two that's hiding.
Yes.
So they get...
How did they take out robot number one? With a propane tank.
Yes.
They shoot a propane tank and it explodes.
Well... No, they just shoot up the one until it, like, tips over or something. The one that kills Leslie.
Oh.
And then the second one is the one with a propane tank.
Okay.
So the guys kind of, like, set up a trap. The girls get trapped. They start lighting the gas tanks off.
And what is that? Like, lighting a robot on fire, that doesn't ever...
Well, I mean, they could, like, burn the wiring up or something.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Susie gets shot in the leg, and then she gets set on fire.
Ugh, poor Susie.
Yeah, that one's terrible.
Well, that and, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to go out and try to get her? No.
No.
Because you would just end up
dying. So the two other
anyway.
Girls are kind of, like, hiding, and she's getting burnt up.
She's lit on fire.
Which I always... think that's pretty cool in films when it's like an actual person doing like a stunt like that.
Was it an actual person?
I'm assuming.
Because
she like gets up on her hands and knees and like runs a little bit and she's on fire, and that's usually like
and
a stunt
person. At this point too, the guys see what's happening and like run down, and Greg is like heartbroken.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
So Rick loads the top of the elevator with the propane, and then they trap the robot in the elevator.
Yes.
And then they're all up on like the second level, and they're all shooting at this propane tank.
I didn't like this because not one of them, they put like 20 bullets towards the propane tanks, and not one of them gets it. Except Allison.
Allison does, and then she's like, my dad's a Marine.
Yes.
So.
There you go. That explains, and I feel that's an excuse in a lot of films when someone's like really good at something. They're like, oh, my dad or my mom is such and such. So,
yeah, I suppose. Like in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Like her brothers play hockey.
Yeah.
Professional hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that Happy Gilmore?
No, that wasn't Happy Gilmore. Van Wilder. Yep.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh.
her brothers play for like the Rangers or something. Thanks, Mike. I was thinking like hockey, and then yeah. What are we even talking about?
They explode the propane tank over the elevator.
Yes. And then it's just like sparks and flames. It's not like an actual.
Well, because the elevator like crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they go into the pizza place and are just like sitting there like recouping.
Yeah. They're in the food court and they're like trying or like in one of the restaurants trying to figure out like what they're going to do. And then Ferdy has the idea to go to level 3 and shut the robot computer down.
Yes.
Which, I mean.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, well then they kind of.
Oh, this is also when Greg gets super pissed at the girls for leaving.
What?
Susie. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Greg like has a little temper tantrum. They have like
this weird.
You'd be pissed off.
Weird conversation. I thought it was weird that they all like decided to take a nap.
They're all sleeping. They do that in the clothing store too.
Yeah, like they're in like a multi-level department store in the mall, and they are all kind of like dozing off.
I mean, you would be tired, but no, adrenaline.
It's not like it's been going on for days. At this point, it has to be like 1 a.m., maybe 2 a.m.
Yeah.
They planned on partying all night. God. They have to have the energy for that.
They have to have the party energy.
Yeah, so they end up, they use mannequins as a shield. One of the, what? Go ahead.
No, this is later. I'm going to say this later.
No, go ahead.
So the last couple people that live, both are wearing khakis. And I wrote down, the khaki crew will save the day.
Oh.
I just thought it was funny.
Is this when Linda gets shot?
Yeah, so they go into the clothing store, like they get into the clothing store to try to like get up to the third floor.
Yeah.
So they can't make it up to the third floor for some reason. I don't know why. And then one of the robots is trying to break in through the metal doors and he's like lasering in.
Okay, yeah.
And then Allison comes up with a good idea of like, well, let's give them targets. Like, yes. If they want targets, we'll give them something to shoot at. Like, she says something sassy. And so they get all of the mannequins in the store and, like, line them up in front.
Which is a good idea.
It's a really good idea. And then they put mirrors behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Also a good idea.
Yeah.
But is there a difference between the laser that's shooting the people and the laser that would bounce off a mirror and come back?
I would assume because it would just shoot the mirror.
Right.
I don't know anything about lasers.
I don't know either. But so the lasers, the robot breaks in and is shooting all of the mannequins. And then the two guys, well, we didn't talk about Greg. That might be after. No, that's before. Greg gets thrown off of the balcony by a robot before the clothing store. No, that doesn't happen yet. That doesn't happen?
No,
that
doesn't happen yet.
Okay.
Linda and her boyfriend die first.
I really like them too. So the laser, like the robot shoots the laser at the mirror and then it bounces back and like blinds him. So then the robot's just like wildly shooting and it gets Linda in the stomach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It gets Linda in the stomach. And then Rick is super pissed, and Rick gets in one of those, like, carts, in, like in Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Drives right into the robot. It electrocutes him and the robot.
Mm.
And so they're both gone. And I really like them.
That made me sad. Did you? Okay, so Allison is in this, like, weird storage area, and there's all the U-Haul boxes everywhere, I thought was weird.
Yeah, this is after, like...
This is after.
Greg, I'm pretty sure, is gone at this point. Like, he gets thrown over the balcony.
I have that. So, she's in a storage area. Ferdy's in this, like, weird endless tunnel. Also, Austin Powers.
Yes.
Robot, like, slow attacks Al. Then Ferdy shoots out the laser and throws... at him. I don't.
Those are some great notes.
But then that's when I have Rick having like a freak out and like slow motion falling over the railing.
Rick doesn't slow motion fall over the railing.
Well, it's not slow motion, but it's like a very long.
Greg does.
Oh, yeah. Rick freak out. Then that's separate.
Okay.
Rick has a freak out. I don't know.
Rick has a freak out and electrocutes the robot.
Oh, yes. That's where the arrow's pointing.
Yes.
See my little
This is why
side
I
notes?
Like rewrite my notes. But you write like. You write way more notes than I do. So I
the yeah, so the Rick yeah, I meant that little arrow goes there
okay.
and then this goes there.
That's all right.
Anyway.
But yeah,
I should just give up. I quit.
No. Don't ever quit. You're doing so good.
Okay, Freddy gets knocked out. You kind of think that he's dead.
Yeah.
But he's not.
But he's not. Because there's, like, blood next to his
there's
head.
There's blood.
And that's why the robot doesn't finish him off.
Yeah. And then Allison is getting chased. She breaks the window into a pet shop. And hides on the floor behind the dog food.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you remember when pet stores, like, had, like, dogs in cages and cats in cages and, like...
I mean, I worked at a pet store where we had cats and dogs in cages, but they weren't like this little, they weren't like little teeny aquariums.
They had like puppies in like, in this movie, they had like puppies in like 10 gallon aquariums, like in the wall.
Essentially, it was like, they were like metal on the outside, but it was like a little aquarium.
That's wild to me. What but like I pet stores like that were a thing.
What I thought was wild about it is that there was all these like cat trees or whatever with random fish tanks that had like snakes and spiders. So as she's running through and as the robot's chasing her, all the 10 gallons are getting knocked over and all the snakes and spiders are getting set loose.
I wrote down Mike would have a heart attack. Like my husband, Mike.
About the spiders or the snakes?
Yes, the spiders. Because they're just like like the tarantulas are just like crawling all over her.
Yeah. What I mean, they were real spiders in the first scene. When she jumps out, it's like obviously plastic spiders. And then there's like a random snake climbing on her.
Crazy.
And she's just, I mean, she's down there. The robot leaves. That's when she jumps out and like the spiders are obviously fake.
Yeah.
But that one is, that one tarantula is bigger than my hand.
Like, and I wanted to look up to see what species it was because it's a huge brown tarantula with like a white like circle on the back or something and then like white banded leggings. Leggings? White
his
band.
Little leggings.
His little leggings.
Because
it's just huge. It is. It's like the size of your hand.
Yeah, it's massive.
Ugh.
I thought she had a pretty good idea. So she's like hiding and she's hanging on the balcony. What?
Do you think that's realistic? Now, I'm not saying anything in this film is realistic. Do not get me wrong. But you're sweaty and then you're hanging on to like a painted railing. Like
she's hanging onto the railing so that the robot on the second floor doesn't see her.
Yes.
I think holding on fine.
Because that was some Lara Croft bullshit.
Well, she didn't like let go and do a backflip.
No. But she was like holding herself up and then like would pull herself up every once in a while to see where the robot was.
I don't think it's completely unrealistic.
That's true.
You have to remember we're not in high school anymore. When we were in high school, we could probably do that.
Yeah.
Now I could never hold my freaking fat butt up there. I would let go.
You would die.
My problem with it wasn't the fact that she was holding on for as long as she did. My problem was that she let go and she fell onto like a little canopy tent.
It was like Aladdin.
And
it reminded me of like
and didn't get impaled on something.
Yes.
What was under the canopy? What if one of the poles broke?
Animals. Stuffed animals were under the canopy.
It was a giant stuffed teddy bear that she just fell into its arms.
Yeah.
No, she would have gotten like her leg impaled or something. That kind of was.
She did hurt her leg though. She was like crawling around for a while.
She did. She did hurt herself when she fell. I also thought it was a little bit strange that she had a flare tucked into her bra this whole time.
The entire time. Like.
Well, not the. She didn't show up with it.
She, time to party.
Bust out a flare.
meets Birdie for the first time. It's like, look what I have. Fire.
She's like, stay back. Don't touch me. Shoot this flare in your face. Oh my god.
That's good.
So then she goes into the paint store and she starts, this is another problem I had with it. So she's dumping all this like paint thinner and paint all over the place.
Is paint flammable?
I don't think paint is flammable.
I don't think paint is flammable.
All the
either.
Other shit that she dumped on the floor was. However, she has a screwdriver and she's just popping the top on all these gallons of paint.
This is your one problem you have with this film is that it's unrealistic to open up paint cans like that.
And cigarettes were only $1.60.
Those bullshit.
That is bullshit.
But yeah.
She's like, has a gallon of paint on her arm, takes a screwdriver, and it's like,
boop.
Boop, paint everywhere.
It's like it was meant to happen.
So she makes this big, like, paint, disgusting cocktail, and then, she shoots a flare at it?
Yeah, so she tricks the robot to come in on the paint, and the robot, like, is skidding on the paint and, like, can't go after her.
Yeah.
And then she says something. She undoes the flare. She throws the flare at it, and she's like, have a nice day, which is what the robots say after they kill someone.
yeah. So there's a paint explosion. Why didn't they think of that in the beginning? Why are the cans so easy to open? Why did the whole store explode?
You just had a
Why
lot of
didn't
questions.
The whole mall get set on fire then? I have a lot of questions. Allison crawls away. She sees Ferdy alive with a roll of toilet paper on his head wound.
That's like covered in blood.
And that's like the end. Like, yeah. What? So with these big metal doors and everything malfunctioning, how do they get in the mall to put out the fire?
So it's daylight now.
Yes.
Wouldn't the doors open? I think it is mentioned in the beginning of this that the doors open again at 6 a.m.
Let me see, because I wrote it down.
Right.
It is midnight until dawn.
So
it's like five in the morning.
Whatever. Do you think they ended up getting married after this?
What the fuck? That is your big question?
This is what I thought of. Married or dated for quite some time?
No, they both went to therapy because they saw all of their friends explode and get their throats
slit.
Yeah,
but like mutual trauma. Like, I feel like that they had this shared experience and they probably ended up dating for a long time. They're like kissing at the end of it and like walk off.
So that doesn't mean they're going to get married.
Mm. It's movie time, though.
I think they probably dated, realized the only thing they had in common was shared trauma.
And scary movies. Because they both like scary movies.
Oh, whatever. Lots of people like scary movies. That doesn't mean you're going to marry them.
That's true.
I think that they probably dated. They realized that they were only together for their shared trauma and scary movie love. And then she went to college and married a banker. Because she's kind of like, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
And then he stayed single
forever.
And opened his own like computer business.
Oh, that's a good future.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why we're talking. We've never done that before. What do you think they got married?
But
no.
I wrote that down. I was just like, oh, like I wonder what their future was.
No.
In imaginary land. I think about that though, like a lot. At the end of movies, I'm like, I wonder what happened.
Well, this one was like that because it just ends. There's no, like, an ambulance showing up.
No.
And them sitting, like, with blankets wrapped around them. Like, oh, that was traumatic. There's, like, nothing. It just ends.
Yeah. Would you recommend this? I didn't mind it.
As a funny
yeah.
horror film, yes. Not like, oh my God, you have to see this. It's terrifying.
No.
More like, you have to see this. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. John was super excited.
Like, when... Brother John?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because he likes all of the cheesy stuff.
I haven't been keeping up on Instagram and liking all of our stuff.
That's okay.
And I mean, I feel like if anyone should, I should. Like, I feel like I should be on Instagram like, yes, I like this post.
Why?
Because it's our podcast.
Oh, I know. But like, it's not like your job. I just do it because I'm literally always on my phone.
Yeah.
Like at work and stuff too. I mean,
like the hour and a half that we record is like the only time you're not on your phone.
No, that's not true. But I do like scroll through Instagram and stuff.
I haven't been on Instagram much, but it's been like crazy busy.
You've we did been just super
have
busy.
Camping trip. Now we yeah. have friends in town.
Do you?
Yeah, Wes is still here.
Oh.
Wes and his girlfriend. They flew in Thursday for the camping trip.
Oh, okay.
Camped.
Yeah.
Which is why we had to take two cars camping because...
So many things.
So I took up his tent and blankets and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's here till Friday. But he's with his girlfriend, so they're kind of like off doing their own thing. Doing I don't feel like I have stuff. To entertain.
Yeah, that's nice.
But it's still been like hectic. So I haven't... I feel bad in my Boom Beach, in my task force. Somebody asked Greg like where I was and if I would attack the
They're op. Like, I don't know. I have shit to do.
That's what he tells our task force. No.
Your task force? I can't say anything because I play video games like crazy.
Did you see my face right now? Yeah. You're like, look at this rogue druid that I'm making.
We're playing Friday night too. I'm very excited. Anyway.
What should the backstory be? Should they have this power or that power? And I say task force on my stupid phone game and you're like, nerd. Okay, yeah, anyway, I would recommend yeah. it as a definite yeah. like cheesy
80s
film.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that's it. I don't have anything crazy on my notes. Did I say you can watch this for free on Tubi and Shudder?
Free on Tubi.
Shudder's a subscription. Yep. Tubi has commercials, but whatever. That's not a big deal to me. So if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing later on, we actually do have a list going now, thankfully. Yes.
For one that you have coming up, I have a couple of pictures that I would want you to put on.
Oh, perfect. About I love it. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. So follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We have a Facebook page, /your movie review, and we also have a webpage, /yourmoviereview.com. We try to keep the webpage up to date and everything pretty much up to date. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
It seems like there's something else that I wanted to say too, but now it's gone, so I guess I don't care.
We'll just bring it up.
It's too hot. I'm sweaty. I haven't showered from work.
Blech.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody have a great week and thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.